The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
They're out there spreading the salt all over the place, Joe. Am I, like, totally out of line here? Other people have got to be like me on this. 803-0930 to reach us here. 803-0930. You can give us a call or a text our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board this morning. People wiping out is funny.
It is. I mean, look at this person with the salt. Sorry. I know that's awful for radio.
I've been watching out our window. People are parking in the parking lot, kind of sliding around a little bit. It looks like a sheet of ice out there. And I'm watching people, kind of make it to where the ice is. Like, I'm watching this car pull out right now. This is what you go to school for, training. Play-by-play of a car pulling out of a parking space and leaving the parking lot. Will he stop at the stop sign? No. He blew right through it.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the ice. Those wheels were moving. No attempt to stop.
I'd do the same thing.
At the stop sign. I guess so.
I will tell you this.
He didn't know he was going live.
No excuse for there to be any slick spots in this parking lot because they have been putting as much salt down since I got here at 4:15.
But not on the parking lot itself, though. On the sidewalks, yes. The sidewalks should be good. But, again, like I was saying right before 9, they're putting salt down. The way it falls, it's like my back deck. You put the ice melt down, but you still need to, chisel it away or take a shovel and remove all that stuff. Because it will just refreeze. It breaks it up
that
so that you can easily kind of shove it off to the side.
Yeah.
The salt does or the ice melt will. But you do, because I'm looking at it right now and all I see is it's like kind of broken up ice that's still on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Now, they did lay a bunch of salt down on this parking lot behind us, Brian, right when I got here. So it's probably refrozen. And I got hit with all the salt.
Yeah. But look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all ice. But I'm watching people, leave their car, and I'm waiting for somebody to slip.
It's nice.
I don't want to see anybody get hurt. But
no. You want to see, like Mitch McConnell yesterday. He didn't get hurt, but he fell.
He was in a wheelchair.
I think that's just precaution. He fell twice. It's like, hey, we're going to put you in a wheelchair. He said he was fine. That's the only reason I brought it up.
If he was really fine, he would have said, you can't, just for the look, you cannot put me in a wheelchair.
But he verbally said he was fine, and that's the reason I thought I was okay to bring
Randy
it up.
Ruff said Tage Thompson was fine, and then he didn't play the next game.
You're right. You're right. I will say this about the salt. Aaron Mitzkowski brings this up. On streets that there's not cars on all the time, just like Brian said, that will freeze. It's so cold outside that what has salt on it will freeze. So don't just assume because you see salt or think the street has had salt. If it's like where I live, and you might get a car every 5 minutes, it could still be slick, so just some precaution out there.
Yeah, hopefully now because most of the freezing rain's over for today in most of Western New York, so hopefully now it starts to improve, but man, it's slick out there, and you've been hearing it all throughout the morning in our traffic. It's just been like one accident after another, so everyone stay safe out there.
And I just missed it. When I pulled in is when they were doing the pre-salt. It's when it first started falling down. There was nothing in Clarence when I left. It was beautiful, cold, but beautiful, clear, and then I got here and I started hearing the falling on the windshield.
Am I a jerk for that, though? It's just, to me, it's one of those, instant, it's like a natural reaction.
Laughing?
Yeah. So, you slip and fall on ice. someone who works here, they'll go unnamed. I remember, slipped and fell. We were doing the 11-day power play.
Yeah.
Skating around, and someone took a nasty fall, slipped and fell, and went right way back. And I felt like a jerk because it was just, it came out. It happened. I saw it, and I just go, it's funny, and everyone around me is like, oh man, very serious. I was like, oh yeah, sorry, totally not funny, guys. I would do the same thing when I fall.
Yeah,
I laugh.
If it wasn't funny, there wouldn't be so many Ring doorbell camera videos on social media of people falling.
It's a whole segment of America's Funniest Home Videos every single week.
That's right.
People slipping and falling.
And I got a rejection letter from that show. But yeah, you're right.
You did?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
For what?
So my dad got, you know, he was like every dad when they got one of the big camcorders, just followed everyone around the house. Mm-hmm. And me and my friend were dancing to Whitney Houston. And we were running around the house and he was coming out of one room. I was coming out of the other room, didn't see each other. And we smacked right in the middle and fell. And my dad got it on camera. And funniest home video said it didn't meet the cut. I think today it probably would have, but I don't know where that tape is.
To Whitney Houston?
Yeah. And we got the letter. I don't know why we didn't keep the rejection letter, but we got the rejection letter. So I could have added it to my collection of rejection letters.
Of rejection letters.
You know, college, Madai dorms, America's funniest home videos.
Would have been nice. Do you have something like that? Because it's not just slipping and falling. Like, what's something you could see? It's just like instant, like, you have to laugh at it.
You know, this probably doesn't count, but I saw there's a video of someone that has a camera set up in front of their house of people just smashing into a pothole. And I find it to be really, when it's not you, hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Everything's funny when it's not you.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's a good one. I'm glued. We could put a camera right here and just live stream it.
We haven't gotten anyone yet.
Well, down the hall, like they live stream the show on YouTube. We should set up the camera in here, not on us.
Right.
Maybe have us going on in the background, but it's just everyone walking in the parking lot today.
Yeah.
Suspense is killing me.
That's the reason they haven't given us cameras, is because they know it would just be shenanigans.
I see on our text 803-0930, you know, what's your thing? I mean, someone getting hit in the crotch. That's always
an
instant laugh.
Come on. Yes, of course.
Even when it happens to me. You know how often it happens to me? Every day. I got two dogs and two kids under five. Like, it's always something. The other day, it was football. Tossing the football. I'm sitting on the couch. Tosses it. Wasn't looking. Just, perfect shot. You know, right there. Boom. And I'm, like, you know, keeled over, dying, but also laughing because it's hilarious.
Yeah. My son's a big kicker when I change his diaper. So it's, I've kind of gotten really good at maneuvering, but for the first few, when he started that up, we had like a daily.
That is the one time I do not find it funny, is when it's one thing for it to be a ball,
yes,
or like, you know, it'll be my one dog's tail is a real whipper, and it'll get me. It's like perfect height for
heavy
it.
Tail.
It's like Indiana Jones. Whoosh. It's like Indiana Jones whip. Whoosh. And it just whoosh, and it gets me right there, and it stings. It's bad, but like it's funny. It's not funny when I'm holding, it's my two-year-old now, but like the legs are the perfect, and he doesn't want to be held, and he starts kicking, and he kicks me right there, and, you know, usually I'm holding him, like this will happen, I'll be in an icy parking lot, you know, getting him out of the car, he wants to walk, like, no, let me carry you right now, and then he'll start kicking, then gets me, I don't laugh then.
No.
That's... I'm like, then I'm biting my tongue.
But it's funny for someone else if they had seen that.
Oh, if it was somebody else watching it, they would probably be dying laughing. On our text board, 803-0930, somebody had, someone says, I always hold my laughter until I make sure someone's okay, then I lose it. I think I'm physically incapable of doing that. I laugh first and then, are you okay?
Yeah.
You know, have to do one of those and check up on them.
I'm really bad at holding laughter in. Brian, you've probably seen this in action. I am not good at holding laughter in. Prime example, a few years ago, my wife's grandparents were celebrating their anniversary, and my wife's aunt went on this rambling poem, and it was, you know, in my head, I'm just making jokes, left, and it was so bad. I make eye contact with my brother-in-law, and I just lose it. Like, in this quiet, everyone's like, oh, that's so nice. But the way my wife's aunt was saying things, I mean, you could make several jokes, and I lost it.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of, like, everyone being, this is so beautiful and everything. That's the most...
Usually something funny happens, though, like, or can you just, if it's quiet, if you make eye contact with anybody, do you start laughing?
Yes! Yeah, that's a good point.
Because that can happen, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes it's like, usually this is how it happens, and it's why it's funny. It's because something will happen that it's not, like, really funny in and of itself. But, you know, if you're really quiet, and it can be at anything, you know, a memorial service, something really, you know, very solemn. You know, when you were kids, the Pledge of Allegiance playing on the, you know, whatever it was. You're in church, you know, one of the quiet times or something like that. Anything real quiet. And then just something like, you know, like a squeak happens, like, was that a, you know, or like, you know, you something a little peculiar happens and you look around, you're just looking around to see if anyone else noticed, and you make eye contact with the one other person who noticed, and you're like, huh? And you just start laughing. Like that, yeah, that'll get you every time. On the text board, someone said scaring people. You know you've successfully scared someone when they do the full body jerk.
Oh, yeah.
I
love it.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
I just like being at the other end. Like that one is, I don't know. That's one where if you're the person being scared, you're not necessarily laughing at yourself.
No.
You want to attack the person.
Yeah, you're recovering.
But you're mad. Like, no one likes being scared, like actually scared.
Well, it's embarrassing.
I think it's not.
I think you're embarrassed that you got caught off guard.
Even if it's just the two of you.
Yeah.
I think you can be mad at being, because you don't like the feeling of being scared.
No, but for the person who scares you, it's quite funny.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
It's not a two-way street, though, the way some of this stuff is.
It is not a two-way street.
Someone texted in, farts are funny.
100%.
It's true. I mean,
again, going to your situation.
In the context.
Going to your situation. There is nothing funnier than it's really quiet. And some, yeah.
I will never forget. And I know it's happened to everybody. I will never forget high school one time. Everyone's taking a test. It's quiet in the room. And someone just let one rip. And like, everybody's, like, doing the thing. Or you're looking around at everybody, like, no one's going to laugh. It's like, it's the unwritten, like, are we laughing or no? Like, we're going to pretend that this didn't happen? Everyone heard it.
Yeah.
Like, the funniest thing ever. We're all just crying tears to holding back our laughter. That happened 20 years ago. I'll never forget it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jimmy showed me how you can say Alexa fart, and Alexa will make a farting noise. I'm 36 years old. I think it's the funniest thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's funny when AI does it. Nothing's funny. Nothing's funny when it comes from a robot.
You know what else is funny? Is that someone is listening to the show, and I just said Alexa fart, and their Alexa farted.
I'm into a bad habit now of, I just caught myself doing it. Luckily, no one's at work. Burping out loud. What was that? You just got a car toot. It was a perfect timing. Don't know if that was picked up in the mics, but of burping out loud because it makes my 2-year-old laugh.
Oh, okay.
And you know, he'll laugh and daddy burp, you know, ha ha, and thinks it's funny. So like, if I'm at home, just us.
Yeah, let one out.
Gotta do it. I'll let one out to make them laugh. And now all of a sudden I'm walking around at work and just, you know, like that's very unbecoming.
Yeah. You're not the person that I think people would expect to just be burping out loud.
No.
You know, like that's.
But it's about to happen. Like, I don't know how I stop this. It's like a slippery slope right there. A couple of good ones on the text board. Someone left a face print on a sliding glass door. That's a funny one.
Yeah.
Anyone who walks into a door, whether you can see it or not, or just people walking into things, that's even funnier than slipping. People not paying attention, walking. Like the a couple months ago when I was talking about being in Target, and the person just straight ahead walked right into those sliding glass doors that weren't opening for her, and just walked into the door. The whole thing went off the track. And I was like, I'm dying laughing. Like, that's hilarious. I've seen people walk into walls before they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
It's always funny because that person got what's coming to them. Watch where you're walking.
But it is funny because that's usually when people aren't paying attention. It is funny when someone thinks they're paying attention and doesn't realize it's a glass door and walks right into it.
Yeah.
Because that's not as common, and it's hilarious.
Gets you every time. Gets you every time.
And I say you thought there was just an open pathway into this house?
You think we just have a big hole in the wall?
Just let everyone in?
Birds and raccoons flying in. That's not how it works here, buddy. 803-0930 for your instant laughs, because I'm waiting. The suspense is killing me. I'm waiting for a few of them today.
Again, I hope no one gets hurt, but I hope you get one before 10 o'clock. Like, I really hope.
I don't think we will.
You know, you've got the smoking hut across the street. Maybe someone goes for a smoke and slips.
Could happen.
Yeah.
I'm watching someone, they're going across the street right now. They're carrying a couple of bags, though, so it's giving her a bit of a counterweight. And there are people you look at, though, and say, you know, I should say this really does apply to people under 30. Like, we're at the age now, Joe, where if you saw one of us slip and fall on the ice, yeah, it might be rough.
If I saw you, because of your back issues, I'd be concerned.
Well, if I saw you, I'd laugh. Yeah. Because we know each other.
Yeah.
But somebody else, like, as soon as you get, like, to our age and a little older, you start going, like, I don't think I want to see that person fall because that's an issue.
Yeah. Yeah. I want someone who can pop right up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, well, maybe not right up.
No.
Stay down for a second. Ah, that's smarts.
Let's take it in.
803-0930, somebody's saying, oh man, there's some pretty, oh, look at this. Someone who slipped in a parking lot carrying groceries, which is the worst because then all your stuff's all over the place.
Yeah.
It said the woman who saw me laughed so hard that she kept dropping me while trying to pull me up and would never forget it. I mean, that's just a good time.
That is a good time.
But, you know, what's yours? Instant laugh, 803-0930. You can let us know on that. And then, Joe, we were talking a little Made in America this morning.
Yes.
With the tariff situation. I want to play a couple of the, you know, national cuts. And I do wonder, because we were talking with Mark from the Made in America store about this morning. You know, Made in America, is it time to rethink Made in America to be successful? And the word cheap. Like, the word cheap has a negative connotation when you're buying stuff, or at least it did for my entire life up until 2 years ago, where I think things are kind of turning around the other way. Let us know what you think about all of this. 803-0930, BMaz and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here on WBEN. We were talking this morning because of all the ice. It's like, look, I'm try to be a very good person. And I would help you, too, if you slipped and fell. But if you slip and fall on the ice, I can't help myself. It's like an immediate gut reaction. I laugh.
Would you be like that person that couldn't help the other person up because they were laughing too hard?
I'm guessing they were laughing too hard and also, like, laughing and slipping on the ice, too. So, like, I don't know if I would be able to control that at all. But I'd like to think that I'd be able to help someone up after they slipped.
Do you remember the last time you slipped on ice?
I mean, I don't remember, but I've done it so many times that, like, I slip. I've actually gotten a little, I think the last few times I've been skating, which is few and far between since I, like, busted up my ankle a couple of years ago, I've been pretty good about staying on my own 2 feet. Usually I'm good for a few, like, slip and falls somewhere around there, so I'm not the best skater, but like I know how to fall on ice from years of experience. Like I know, like chin tucked down to your chest, arms out, fall flat on your back. Like I've got it down to a science. I'm not smacking my head on the ice. I'm ready to go. I teach my son. I'm like, listen, you're not gonna learn how to skate very well from me, but you will learn.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
How to fall, and that's I can teach you that.
I slipped getting ready to head out for the final Bills, the playoff game, the divisional game against Baltimore, and it was one of those things, Brian, you know, where you, okay, there's a patch of ice coming up, prepare yourself, like you just said, and then you think you're off that patch of ice. That was the instance that I found myself in, when you thought you had cleared the slick spot, and then you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You were the obvious slick spot, and then you walked on some black ice, and
you hopped over what you thought was the ice onto another, and then
like gingerly walked over what I thought was the ice, and then So that and that, you know, I can still feel, because as you mentioned, we're getting a little older. I can still feel in the back of my knee.
Oh.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I'm still like, I'm an hour into cardio at the gym, and I feel that pain coming back a little bit.
What are you going to do about it?
It's getting less and less.
That's the answer.
Yep.
Nothing.
Yep. No.
It's like me. my knees. Maybe I'll stop today and see how it feels tomorrow. It's not going to actually do anything.
Last Thursday, I did 5 miles on the treadmill. I'm fine.
Yeah. A couple of more people on our text board. Someone talked about their neighbor trying to catch and release a bird in his house, falling in the process, and then pinched his jewels between his legs, and we roared and pictured it. that's rough. Feel bad for the guy, but it was funny at the same time. Somebody else said, my husband leaning against a tree when a stream trickled down. It was a squirrel doing you know what. I lost it. Yeah, that's pretty funny, too.
That is funny.
That's an instant one that you laugh at. And, yeah, hopefully no one breaks their leg like somebody else who texted on them. That's what you hope for.
I don't want to see anyone get hurt, but you can't deny that. You see it happen. It is funny.
I am. Like, do you have a natural reaction, too, to being hurt where you laugh?
Oh, yeah.
I do. I don't know why. And I know it's not everybody, but, like, if I get hurt, I don't know why I start laughing. Like, at the ridiculous. When I hurt my ankle, really bad, like a pretty bad sprain or whatever it was. Luckily, I didn't break it. I mean, I went down. It was just throbbing pain. Like, could not touch it. I was laughing. I'm laughing on the ice, trying to, or like getting my skate off, like laughing at myself. I couldn't help myself.
I think it's like a thing to downplay it for everybody else. I think that's why I do it.
Yeah. But I don't, even if I'm
just by yourself,
if I'm by myself, and I'm, when I pulled my back and threw it out of whack and literally could not walk down the hall to my bedroom from another one, I'm on the floor trying to move just literally by myself in the entire house, laughing.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know if that, I don't think that would be me. But like in public, I try to like just I downplay it and I go, oh yeah, I'm an idiot, something like that.
Yeah. Hopefully you're not slipping out there, and keep it safe as you're walking. We're also talking Made in America today, which is something that's getting a lot of news this week after these tariffs with China and now I think everyone's coming around to it. It's Thursday, but ever since the beginning of the week, I've kind of been fixated on. Everyone's talking about, Canada, the Mexico, the tariff, the 25%. And I've really been fixated on the closing of this little agreement that anything under $800, which, by the way, used to be $200, and then they bumped it up to $800 as prices went, up and up and up. But it was $200 just a few years ago. Anything under $800 gets to skate by duty-free, basically. There was, no tax you had to work. A loophole allowed Temu, Shine, all these companies to ship stuff to the U.S., not have to go through customs or tariffs because the package is below $800, and billions of packages made their way into the U.S. without having to pay any sort of tax or anything like that, just adding to the competitive advantage. I had it up here yesterday when we were about to talk about it, but it was a comparison between, what Temu and Shine and this loophole that's now closed was doing and something like the Gap and H&M, these American companies that have had to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes that other companies from out of the country have not had to pay. Here it is. So H&M paid $200 million in import taxes in 2022 alone. Gap, $700 million.
Wow.
In import taxes. So this to me is just kind of all about fairer trade.
Yeah.
Between the two countries. It's not exactly what it's being pictured as in the news. Here's just a couple clips.
This is a dramatic change for what is now more than a billion shipments every year that account for those kind of low value that didn't face tariffs before and now will. Some of the industries that are affected most by this, it's electronics, cell phones, computers, other electronic accessories. Toys are a really big import from China into the U.S. Appliances, furniture, clothes, shoes. I mean, these are day-to-day staples that now American businesses that are bringing those products in are going to be paying more than they were before.
Does that sound pretty like in line with the coverage you've seen on this topic over the last few days?
Yeah.
It's focused on, hey, you might have to pay more.
Yeah, you. But not bringing in those other examples.
But it's not focused at all in, like, hey, they've had this competitive advantage in America for, like, maybe no good reason that's allowed you to buy. And again, I don't think this is necessarily about paying more. Like, we've talked about TVs, you know, the 100-inch TV for under $1,000. Like, they've gotten so cheap. But this is also by when they're talking about clothes. Like, clothes have been cheap. We're not just talking about clothes from China. You get clothes made in America that the price has gone down dramatically over the last few years. But now the Temu sites and all that have taken it to another level where it's like, okay, no one wants to pay $30 for a pair of shorts. Okay. Yeah, jeans or, well, actually, jeans, $30 is pretty
cheap.
That's
a good deal, yeah.
And jeans is something I will pay extra money for to get a good pair, but that's beside the point. But, like, clothes that are a dollar for, you know, a dress. Dresses are used all the time because, let's be honest, it's not me on Temu, it's my wife.
Right. No. That's not what you're doing during the breaks?
No.
Oh.
But, like so cheap. Like, okay, are American consumers fine with the idea of not having to pay $10 for it instead of like a dollar? Like, a dollar is like, that's so ridiculously cheap that, and no one's scratching their heads. We're only concerned about price. And it led me to ask, you know, our Made in America guest, Mark Andel, this morning, like, is it time to rethink how we advertise Made in America or how we make things in America? Like, Made in America has always been about quality.
Right.
But does anyone value quality anymore?
Apparently not, because we've now, you know, we've been talking about how popular Temu is. I mean, no offense to Temu. I don't think I'll get in trouble for saying this. It's not quality products.
But no one seems to care.
No. No, you're right.
$1.4 billion, or not billion dollars, sorry, more than that. 1.4 billion packages coming in of cheap stuff that we're just buying in droves and droves and droves. And I don't. Is there an area, you know, I just mentioned jeans, like maybe it's now reserved for just a couple things that you buy where quality matters, but I feel like quality just doesn't matter. You'd rather have cheap, disposable, new all the time. Like, if you get it, you break it, you can get another one. It'll still cost you a fraction of the price of getting something that's quality that would last, and whether that's an article of clothing to, I don't know, like a something you use to clean the kitchen, you know, whatever it might be, I feel like cheap has won out in America.
So you mentioned will last. I think you're right, by the way. I'm not pushing back on anything you said, but you said will last because, hey, I like to find a good deal. But you're right. I also like things that last, and I'm okay paying a little extra for a pair of jeans that I know I can get years out of, or a few hoodies I know I can get years out of. Headphones. Now, I'm weird. I still like the headphones with the cord. Don't ask me why. I have found that the Five Below headphones last just as long as the $20 name brand headphones at the name brand store.
To that point, though, like the $20, you know, quote unquote name brand, it's still cheap.
Right. But I'd rather pay $5.
Even though it says Sony on it, like, that's still cheap plastic junk.
Yes. Yeah, but I'll pay
unless
the $5.
You're buying one that costs $500.
In your example, I should just save up the money and get the Beats Bluetooth.
That's still crap.
Oh, it is?
Like, most of them are still crap.
I thought that was the name brand.
Most of them are junk. Even if it's a name brand, like, it doesn't have to be the off-brand, like, cheap stuff that we're talking about. It can still be, like, name, especially when you're talking about electronics. Electronics, a lot of it is junk.
Yeah, these are Sony's on my head right now, and let me tell you. They're not good.
I think I'm wearing the same pair as we speak.
And like, I'm out of one ear.
I'm not expecting quality at all. Like, it is junk. But, like, is that what we have? Let us know. 803-0930. Someone saying cheap still definitely has a negative connotation. Inexpensive can still be quality. Whereas, have you found something where something can be inexpensive but still quality? I'm struggling to think off the top of my head something that, you know, you don't spend any money on and is still A plus. Even Bazooka Joe. I mean, it loses its flavor in a second.
I mean, you mentioned electronics, and one of the TVs I had that lasted the longest were one of the cheapest TVs I had, but that's just, I think, luck more than anything. No, I mean, there definitely are things where it's worth getting the cheap brand or getting the cheaper item because you're going to use it just as quickly as the expensive item. But, you know, clothing, again, I like a good deal, but clothing, I also like something that I don't have to replace every 6 months.
Something that feels a little substantial.
Yeah.
Will last longer.
I understand my underwear. Yeah, I wash them. So I understand they're going to get worn and you're going to have to replace them. But like jeans, I like a nice pair of jeans that aren't going to have a rip in the butt after one winter.
Or a rip in them when you buy them. Some of them are on the rack. They're pre-ripped.
I do have a pair of pre-ripped jeans, so I can't talk on that one.
Jeans aren't expensive. Like, everyone has to recalibrate, too, over the last, like, 2 years what cheap means.
Right.
Because cheap, I would say, like, oh, you know, the $30 pair of jeans. Like, there's going to be a difference between that and what. But now, I think it's, like, $80. You go to the Levi's store, and it's, like, $80 for a pair of jeans. But no, but those are cheap jeans. They don't make, I mean, they make real jeans. You want a real pair of jeans? $200 easy.
I've never had a real pair of jeans.
But like that, but that used to be maybe $100, or now it's like $200-$300. If you want a thick pair of, you know, real denim jeans the way they used to make them,
right,
that'll cost you. And now, I mean, cheap is still expensive, but the cheap version is pretty much what you see in store everywhere. I think what I'm getting to, you know, someone texted in, usually Made in America products are far more expensive. And I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but it's definitely what we think of.
Yes.
You know, Made in America being more expensive. I remember the last time I went to see Dropkick Murphys. All their merch is printed on Made in America stuff. And they put a sign up saying, like, hey, we know your jaw is going to drop when you see the $50 long sleeve t-shirt. But, like, we're trying to support Made in America, whatever. I just don't think it has to always be that way. And maybe part of it is getting into a mind shift of, hey, look, across the board, I don't know if people value quality like they used to. People want cheap stuff. Can we switch here? Now, we're not going to be able to switch all the way, but this is where like the tariff and the tax comes into effect. We're not going to be able to employ people under the age of 16 working how many hours a week?
Right.
You know, we still have American values of a decent wage and workers' rights and rules surrounding that they don't necessarily have in those other countries. And that's why you're seeing the items produced so cheaply. But is there a way that we can do it to, I hate to say it, skimp on quality to provide a cheaper product? And I feel it as it's coming out of my mouth. People either think it's stupid or blasphemous, but if you want to compete and adjust to what apparently the American public wants, I don't know. Like, I don't think it's that crazy of an idea.
No. I would also say, you know, people, when you go on social media, Brian, and I know that's not a majority of people, but people do seem so, like, into what's going on, you know, politics this, America that, democracy, all that stuff. I mean, do you care where your money's going? I know the answer is no, because you see the popular websites.
Right,
where's that dollar going?
We can have as many people say yes, but I think that is, and you know, the Made in America store. We were talking with Mark Andel this morning. Like, what is the Made in America store? Like, if you were to work for the marketing arm of the Made in America store, it's based on patriotism.
Yeah,
like in a way. You know, made, and it, you know, kind of came up in a place where we were very patriotic as a country. We wanted to support things made in America. And there's a lot of people, and, you know, myself included, who still think that way and would love to have that for those reasons. But how many people are you reaching in 2025 with that message? I think it's way fewer than it was certainly 20, 25 years ago.
You're right, because people have definitely changed. It's just like, well, I'm going to get these 12 sponges for a dollar. And what are you going to get me? You know what I mean? I mean, you said it at the beginning of the segment. It's all the way people think, or a majority of Americans seemingly think. And we got to find a way to, hey, And I think this tariff will do it. I think you're going to see, I don't know, I haven't been on Temu in a long time, but I'm sure you're going to see see some prices go up, and hopefully that gets people to the American stores. Because you know what else it does in America, Brian? It supports American jobs. And it keeps people employed right here in Western New York.
Look, I hope it's the case. I hope it works. I think it's a good idea to kind of give a knock to the Temus of the world and make them a little bit more competitive with what's here. But, we'll see what happens and if anything actually changes. Temu or Shine, one of the two, by the way, opening up a warehouse up in Toronto to kind of skirt around some of these new rules already. So, we'll see if they actually have any teeth to them.
Are Temu and Shine the same company? They're a very similar app. Like, if you click on both apps, it looks the same.
Temu, Shine, TikTok, they all have one thing in common, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
they're not the same company, but depending on who you ask, they're run by the same people. Somebody on the text board saying, Levi's, aren't they made in America still? $50. No. You look at your jeans. I was going to unzip my pants right here. Actually, I don't think I even have to. And now they got these long tags. I was trying to look online to find the ones that were made in America and how much they actually cost.
Yeah.
The Levi's version ones, but I'm wearing definitely a cheaper pair. I can't see.
Well,
but they're
Brian,
not. They're not.
The companies that they could say if they're it's Levi's Vintage and Levi's Premium are printed in the United States. Everyone else, every other Levi brand is made in either Bangladesh, India, Egypt, I can't read that country, Sri Lanka, Vietnam, Indonesia, and Mexico. LESOTHO.
I'm trying to look right now. It's terrible radio, but I'm trying to look for the Made in America. Because, by the way, you will know. If you buy something from a major company and it's Made in America, they'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's printed on, it's there. It's printed on the jean. It's a selling point of why you're buying the jean and why you're paying the premium for it.
Yep.
But I was trying to look on their site to see where those ones are and how much money they actually cost to get one that's made in the USA. I think the last time I looked, it was $230 for a pair of jeans made in America. Levi's made in America.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other companies you can get. I know there's other companies you can get, but you're paying at least $100 for made in America jeans.
I was going to say right now, Levi's Premium men's skinny jeans on sale for $98. And the Levi's Premium is in made in America.
On sale?
On sale. On sale.
On sale for $100. Deal.
Yeah. They'll last.
But they don't make the cheap ones here.
No.
Just saying.
They make them in those countries. I just, that was all from the internet, by the way. So.
It must be true.
You know it's true.
All right. Tomorrow's Super Bowl Friday. I can't wait for it.
Yeah.
Always love it.
Getting ready for the big week. Again, I wish the Bills were in it, but nothing more American than Super Bowl.
That's right. That's right. We'll be watching. Talk with you later.
Yeah, we'll talk to you then. David's up next. After Lucas with the news. Stay safe out there. Be careful. Just because it looks like it's not icy doesn't mean it's not icy. Stay safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow. David's next.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.